At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
To a Friday. And guess what? It's a Meat Friday. I know you're wondering what's on the menu after last week's issue. And Dylan, the graphics guy, said that Tyler, if he had any you-know-whats, would have done stir-fried chicken and egg rolls again today. But Tyler did not. You guys want to guess what Tyler has whipped up here as he tried? This is one of the great comeback stories of all time. I don't know if other media outlets will cover this, what happened to Tyler last week, the debacle that was Meat-ish Friday, and then today, Seton O'Connor.
You know, it's interesting that you're calling it one of the great comeback stories of all time, because when I walked in this morning and I saw what Tyler is doing, I thought, oh, crap.
That's not good.
Do you want to tell the audience what you saw?
Well, I walked in and I saw Tyler hunched over the counter, and he had a tray of about a dozen raw hot dogs that he was slathering with mustard and then putting some type of shake on.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know if this is the start.
Okay. Well, that's the hot dog burnt ends that we have today.
Okay.
We also have meatball sliders.
Hot.
We also have reverse seared porterhouse steaks.
Okay, there we go.
Well done, lad. Well done, lad.
Buried the lead.
Oh, but wait, there's more. Smoked shotgun shells.
What's that?
Ground sausage, ground beef, pepper jack cheese, stuffed into manigot shells, wrapped in bacon, and smothered in barbecue sauce. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Some cholesterol shots.
Yes, it is.
My God.
Nobody.
Yes. Before
my cardiologist, maybe, but.
Before we get to go on our flights tomorrow to Las Vegas, and I'm checking with the Danettes, making sure I understand, you know, when they're going to get in. We'll have a rehearsal, you know, get together, have a dinner with everybody. And, you know, I'm going to go to New York and fly out of New York. You know, Seton might fly out of Hartford, Paulie, whether it's New York or Hartford, and Todd as well. He likes to fly out of Hartford. So we're going through everybody's flights. And Marvin, I don't know, you flying out of Hartford?
New York.
Oh, New York. Okay. So we're all going around the room and we're talking about, do you have a direct flight? Where are you connecting through? Atlanta or DC or Chicago? And then Todd told us his flight plan.
I volunteered that information.
Yeah.
Expecting lots of abuse, I guess, or not realizing.
No, you didn't realize that you were going to get abused here. But why
don't you... 17-hour trip to Vegas.
Why don't you walk us through your logic for booking your flight?
I had, at the time, was looking at different flights, and one looked like it was going to be a rush to get to the gate, unless I read it wrong, that it was going to be a short layover. One seemed like way too long, and I found one flight that was leaving. It was going to be very early in the morning, but I didn't have to change planes or get off the plane, even though it was going through Jacksonville, which isn't going in the direction of Las Vegas. Jacksonville, Florida. It's in the southeastern part of the United States.
So you're going Hartford to Jacksonville.
I'm going from Hartford to Jacksonville, then across the Cape of Good Hope to Vegas.
Okay. And you made this
reservation. I did. I was not screwed over by any kind of airline
or travel department. Yeah. Didn't say, you know what, Todd, we're going to save some money. You're going to go to Jacksonville.
And I get in 4 hours before the rooms will be ready, which means I'll be just kind of wandering aimlessly across Las Vegas. Maybe I'll go to the gym. Maybe I can get early check-in.
Well, I know, but I don't care about that. I'm talking about you're flying from...
That's part of the story, though.
Well, no.
I mean, you're flying with a week's worth of clothing and stuff like that to get in 4+ hours before you can even get into your room by choice. After flying 3 hours in the wrong direction.
But you make it seem like going to Jacksonville was the smart way to go to get to Vegas.
No, not the smart way. I guess I was so not wanting to, you know, run through the airport and connect. And maybe there was other flights that I missed where there was a more comfortable connection. But, you know, if the room's not ready, I'll give them my bags. We've all done that before. If your room's not ready, even if you check in late afternoon sometimes for whatever
reason.
But
you could have been on the flight with Seton.
I could. I didn't purposely avoid. It wasn't an antisocial choice. It was I saw this flight that was direct where I didn't have to get off the plane, and I'm like, I think I'll do that. I'll get in a little
it's
early.
It's not direct to Vegas, but it's... So you got an indirect flight to Vegas.
An indirect direct flight to Vegas. So, and I'll have them watch my bags. They'll lock it up, and I'll go have breakfast or whatever. It's not the worst thing. Maybe it wasn't the best choice, but it's not...
Yes,
like,
Paul.
It's just a couple questions. Todd, what time did your flight take off in the morning?
It was supposed to take off like at 7. Now it says 6 a.m. departure.
Great. So you had to get up 4-ish?
I will probably get up like 3:30, and I will probably get to the airport a little before 5.
And you're going to spend 8.5 hours on a plane to Vegas.
I think it's 8 hours and 44 minutes is the total based on...
Okay. All right.
Content. This is good.
We'll see you. I don't think that's why you booked it that way.
I did not.
Yeah.
I thought I tricked the system. I'm like, I found a flight out of Hartford that you don't have to change planes.
Yeah.
I win. I didn't win. You guys won.
Yeah. Not a competition.
No, it's not a competition.
You lost.
It's just a curious choice. That's all.
Yeah. You lost your own competition.
I did.
Yeah. Nobody's competing with
but
you.
But I'm still okay with that. I don't mind getting early. I'll find something to do and it'll be all right. And maybe they can get me a room a little early.
Do you want to change it?
I don't think I will.
Okay.
And the flight back is actually not terrible either. Like the
you're
show
going
ends
to
at
Cuba.
9.
You go to Cuba.
Yeah.
And then
I have a 1 o'clock flight
out of Seattle.
Yeah. And then you go to Sri Lanka.
Stops in China. And then from
you'll eventually get back.
I have a direct flight back to New York via Seattle.
Yes, Paul.
Todd's like, imagine you're at a stoplight. You don't feel like making a left turn. So you make 3 right turns to avoid making a left.
Mm.
And it takes twice as long. That's the move of the flight.
Well, hopefully we all get to the same destination to be ready to entertain a nation.
But for some weird reason, going back, it's a 1 o'clock flight that gets back like 10:30 to Connecticut. So that's 4 o'clock. So going back, it's only like 6.5 hours, but it's 8.5 hours going there.
Wait, are you going through Jacksonville on the way back?
I have to check. I just know that the flight leaves at 1. But the flight leaves at 1 Pacific. That's 4 Eastern, and I get into Hartford at 10:40. That's 6.5 hours. That's reasonable. You can't do much better than that.
Okay. But you should... check it, though. Do you even know if it's a direct flight back?
It is a direct flight. I know the plane stops, and then I stay on the plane, and it goes to Hartford.
Well, that's what happens in Jacksonville, that you stop. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And maybe it's better to get off the plane and stretch your legs and get something to eat. And, so you guys maybe did the right thing, and I did something stupid. It won't be the last time.
It's a garage sale going on, 50% off all T-shirts in the store at danpatrick.com. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. And we say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country, numbering 400 cities. This first hour brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. They are going to help you hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com. Find the location nearest you. Expresspros.com. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Our buddy Nick Wright, big Kansas City Chiefs fan. He'll join us a little bit later on. Former NFL quarterback Matt Hasselbeck will join us as well. All the NFL head coaching hires are done as Dan Quinn is the last to be hired. There was a report yesterday by Diana Russini that the Commanders, before they pulled the trigger on Dan Quinn, maybe back-channeled to see gauge Bill Belichick's interest, that there was interest in the front office. But this is a team that has a front office that's already full. And then you have Belichick, who reportedly said to the Falcons he wanted to have total control, and then they backed away. Bill Belichick going to the Commanders, where he's not going to have full control, and you already have like 3 or 4 front office people already hired, that was not going to work well. Dan Quinn is an uninspiring hire here. And you hire somebody because you want that coach to be your forever coach. This kind of feels like you're on your third marriage and you go, you know, I'm going to make this one work here. Now, you got new ownership there with Washington, but Dan Quinn was in Atlanta where he did go to a Super Bowl, and he was defensive coordinator with the Cowboys, spent time in Seattle. All right, so he's got a nice resume, but if you said I can have Dan Quinn or Mike Vrabel, I'm going to take Mike Vrabel. But Dan Quinn is going to be the head coach there, and I think he got it because others turned that job down, which is fine. You want to be a head coach, and if I'm the seventh choice, I still got the head coaching job. It just it was less than inspiring. And what is the new trend? So you have Pete Carroll, Mike Vrabel, Bill Belichick not coaching this year. And it feels like you're looking for the guy who's around 28 years, 29, 30 years of age, you know, physically fit and is reading a playbook out of Tony Robbins' motivational speeches where they go in there and they tell you that this is the way it's going to be and we're going to, who's with me? And they look great and they're in shape, but can you coach? And Mike McDonald did a great job with Baltimore. Okay. It just felt like all of that, and that's what Washington got. New ownership there. You got the second pick in the draft. Why do I want a defensive coordinator as my head coach when I'm going to draft a quarterback with the number two pick in the draft? I don't understand that. That's where I need somebody who's going to be able to develop him. And Dan Quinn is a defensive-minded guy. But Paulie sent me the actual Dina Russini tweet. During the hiring process, Bill Belichick was considered for the job, per sources. Commanders spoke with him, and he had support from some decision makers. In the end, Dan Quinn is their choice. Okay. Now, you can speak to Bill, but you didn't interview him, which is interesting. But also, there's a real good chance Bill Belichick does not coach again in the NFL. He's going to be 1 year older. He'll be 73 with next year's hiring process?
Correct. He would be 73 when the following NFL season started.
Yeah. So, and what team is going to relinquish control? And he's not your forever coach. How long is he going to coach? Now, I thought Philadelphia, if they were going to make a change, that Bill would have been the guy. You got a respected front office guy, Howie Roseman, and Bill going in there and maybe revitalizing that team that went to the Super Bowl the previous year needs maybe a change in culture. Maybe Mike McCarthy with the Cowboys, although I don't see that happening. Even though Jerry can love Bill Belichick and respect him and say all those nice things, you still got to make it work on a daily basis. And I had my doubts about that happening. Now, as far as Philadelphia, I could see that. But other than that, what team is going to say, now we bring in Bill Belichick? And I'm really curious about that. Because I don't know if you can go, yeah, that'll make sense. But we don't know. There'll be coaching vacancies that right now we're not able to handicap. But there'll be a job opening, and then now does Bill Belichick say, I don't need control. Let me just coach. Is he going to have to sacrifice a little bit here? And that might be the case, but still, you want to hire somebody who is young. You want to get them before somebody else gets them. Nobody wanted Bill Belichick. At least what came with Bill Belichick. So the greatest coach of all time, nobody wanted him. Now, Arthur Blank, I think, wanted him in Atlanta, but the front office didn't because they were going to lose their jobs. Or we have to turn over the authority to Bill Belichick, and they didn't want to do that, obviously. So he's maybe going into TV. Mike Vrabel, I was really surprised. Vrabel was the guy where it was like, oh, he's going to get a job tomorrow if he wants one. There'll be a line out the door waiting for him. And then all of a sudden, there wasn't. Pete Carroll, once again, age, that'll be a factor. Pete and Bill around the same age. Is Pete your forever coach? And the answer is no. You're looking for a Mike Tomlin. You're looking for somebody, I got 15 years, 17 years, 20 years. Like, that is your goal. The question is, can you find that guy? And sometimes we'll look at a hire and go, Mike McDaniel? That guy? He's kind of funny and quirky. He was on the Niners staff. All right. like you just kind of go, all right. And then all of a sudden you go, all right, I get it. Yeah, all right, there's a genius in there, offensive-minded guy. It works. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's really like, all right, I like what we're doing here, too. Really? And that's how I felt with Dan Quinn. I don't know Dan. Sure, he's a wonderful guy. But I go, okay, all right, yeah, more.
Do you think it's hard for players to look at a guy that looks like he's never played football, even though a lot of these coaches, they're short, they're kind of scrawny, but they probably played some type of football? Do you think it's hard for them to receive somebody like he's 5'8", 150?
Ding. Right. I don't know what sport it matters most that you played the game and having that respect. It feels like in basketball, it feels like David Blatt. You know, there were certain coaches where it just didn't feel like they had respect because, well, what have you done? Lawrence Frank, you know, where you go, really? Whereas Ty Lue, he at least played. And you know, even Chuck Daly. Chuck Daly built a resume with Detroit, but, you know, Chuck Daly wasn't an NBA player. Pat Riley played. You know, there's just certain guys where you go, okay, you got a little cachet there. But I don't know which sport where you go, like baseball. Does anybody check the resume of Tony La Russa's playing career or Tommy Lasorda's playing career, Terry Francona's playing career? No, they didn't, or they don't. It doesn't matter. Like Tommy Lasorda was not a good pitcher, but he was a pitcher. How can he give advice to a pitcher? But it feels like in basketball, you know, we need some credibility out here. You know, Spoelstra, when LeBron was down there, I don't know if he had the full support of LeBron and company, but he earned it. Yeah, Paul.
If you look at NFL head coaches, I don't know if there's a head coach who never played football. A lot of these guys, like Dan Quinn, was a linebacker at Salisbury State. Mike McDaniel was a four-string wide receiver at Yale. You know, they don't look like they played necessarily. But, you know, guys like Joe Gibbs played small town football. I think Nick Saban was Kent State defensive back. They all played at some level. I can't imagine an NFL coach not having reps.
But I don't know, does it matter in the NBA that, you know, Doc Rivers played, Mike Budenholzer didn't, Greg Popovich didn't play? I don't know how much that matters to these players. It feels like in the NBA it matters more than it would in some of the other sports. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Seton will take a break, and then we'll settle on a poll question. Nick Wright will join us in an hour from now. Matt Hasselbeck, the former NFL quarterback, will stop by as well.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody.
game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Matt Hasselbeck, former NFL quarterback. He'll join us as well. Our good buddy Nick Wright, host of First Things First on Fox Sports 1 and host of What's Right with Nick Wright on iTunes and YouTube, is back. Give me your level of confidence going into this Super Bowl as opposed to other ones with the Kansas City Chiefs.
So that's a great question. Hi, Dan. Hi, everybody. I also need Paulie's help with something before the show's over, and I need an apology from you. But we can do, I'll answer your question first. I would say this is probably the second most confident I've been. But what's odd about it is the most confident I was the one they lost, the one against Tampa, because I think people forget what a dominant run that team had been on. That team had won seven consecutive games to win the Super Bowl the previous year and then was 14-1. When Mahomes started, he sat out in the final week of that year when they were defending their title and rolled through the AFC playoffs and then just got worked over in the Super Bowl. I think if the Chiefs can block San Francisco, that they can do real damage to the defense. And I think that the Niners haven't looked great in 6 weeks, like since the Ravens game. They haven't had one game where they looked dominant the way they did during large stretches of the season. And so the Chiefs big free agent acquisition, Charles Omenihu from San Francisco, tore his ACL in the AFC title game. So that's a big loss and you feel badly for him, but both these teams pretty damn healthy. And I feel like the Chiefs are playing their best ball of the year while the Niners have kind of been up and down, so to speak.
How much of a concern was it or is it that they didn't score in the second half against the Ravens?
So I was not concerned at all by that. And I don't think that people fully understand the game the Chiefs were playing in that second half. So let me just go back a bit. Mahomes has had, in my opinion, one truly bad on him, that loss is on you playoff moment. The second half against Cincinnati in the AFC title game 2 years ago. I know you and I argued about the Super Bowl against Tampa. I don't put that on. I don't think he, even though the numbers are terrible, I don't think he played terribly. The second half against Cincinnati, he did. Since that moment, he has not thrown an interception in the playoffs. And after being sacked on average about three times per game, he's been sacked five total times in six playoff games. The Chiefs haven't lost. I give that context for these reasons. The Chiefs defense was so dominant against Baltimore that as long as they had a 10-point lead in the second half, I do not think Mahomes' number one goal was to score more points. I think the number one goal, do not turn the ball over and we won't lose. And so I do think there were plays to be made that were maybe 60-40 plays, 70-30 plays that he did not, he was like, you know what, not putting the ball in jeopardy, that if they had to go move the ball, he could have. And I think that's evidenced by the fact the one drive they had in the second half where it was a one-score game, he hit the pass to MVS deep downfield. And so also, here's the other thing. Baltimore's defense is great. It's, to me, far better than San Francisco's. And so if there was any defense that is kind of built to slow down the Chiefs, that was the most surprising part of the game, was Baltimore has the perfect roster to slow down Kelce. And Kelce then instead had maybe the finest game of his career, all things considered. And so Baltimore did some really good things, but I think Kansas City was very conservative with the two-score lead.
This might be an obvious answer. I asked it to Jason Garrett yesterday. If you're the Niners, are you more concerned about the Chiefs' defense or Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I don't think it's an obvious answer because the Chiefs have the best defense in the NFL. And this is why all year long, when I was called a homer, and I'll just get to it now. I mean, when you excoriated me, damn near yelled at me at dinner. It was so awkward at dinner. Your son left. Me, Dan, and son were at dinner together, and Dan's son couldn't take it anymore. Dan pointing his finger at me and being like, just admit you won't say the truth about Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowls. Just admit that you're a Chiefs homer. Did all these things. We're in a fancy joint in a nice place.
I don't know if it happened that way, but I know it's good content here, so continue.
Did or did not your son leave?
He didn't leave because of our conversation.
Well, I mean, that's not what I've heard since then, but that's fine.
No, he's married with a child, so he probably was leaving.
Well, so are you, so am I, and yet we finished.
A newborn.
He couldn't handle the fact that you were yelling at me in this members-only establishment you took me to. But you forgot your coat. It's still there.
Is it really?
It's still there. I don't know that I'm allowed to go there without you.
You can go in and get your coat.
Yeah, I left my coat. I was so rattled by Dan Patrick just dressing me down in front of people. But the point, the reason that I was so confident throughout the year about the Chiefs was I was like, well, yeah, they drop the ball a lot and they commit a lot of dumb penalties. That is true. It's undeniable. But they don't just have the best defense of the Mahomes era, because that's kind of a low bar.
Yeah.
They were in the argument for the best defense in the whole league, number two in yards, number two in points, and they did it without forcing turnovers. They were 28th in turnovers forced, so they didn't even have the turnover luck. And so I think they have a great defense, and that is going to be a big problem for Brock Purdy. But the person you fear the most is Patrick, because even if the game is going exactly the way you hoped, there is the fear that unless they simply can't block for him, he will make magic happen, as he has in every playoff game of his career.
We're talking to Nick Wright, host of First Things First on Fox Sports 1 and host of What's Right with Nick Wright on iTunes and YouTube. How do they lose this Super Bowl?
McCaffrey just gouges them, and the Niners are able to take advantage of the Chiefs' tackles. The McCaffrey, listen, the Chiefs have the best pair of corners in football. Spagnuolo is maybe the best defensive coordinator in football, certainly on the short list. He's definitely the number one coordinator draft pick because, unfortunately for him, his head coaching tenure went so bad. No matter how well he does, he'll never get another head coaching job, so you don't have to worry about him leaving like Mike McDonald in Baltimore. But, Nicky Bosa is Nicky Bosa. Chase Young decides this will be the game a month. He gives full effort for four quarters, and they beat up the tackles. And listen, the Niners are already pre-complaining. They're already, oh, they hold a lot. Jed York, what do you remember about the Super Bowl? Oh, an uncalled holding penalty. All this pre-complaining, I've heard it all year long. Nobody wants to know the facts. Nobody wants to know that in these NFL playoffs, two touchdowns have been taken off the board due to penalty. They're both Chiefs touchdowns on nonsense fake holding penalties. Nobody wants to hear the facts that the Chiefs this year had the second fewest penalties called on their opponents. Everybody is mad about a Super Bowl holding call because, love Fox, we showed a bad angle on the first go round, and then after the game, the guy who did the hold was like, yeah, I held, and people are still like, the fix is in. It's all nonsense. So I get it. They're trying to prime the officials prematurely. I understand. These are the things you do when you're trying to, stop a dynasty, which is what this is, of course, a dynasty.
I love your objectivity.
Well, it's just the facts.
Patrick Mahomes' dad says that his coaching or his quarterback, whatever, Mount Rushmore, he's got Brady and then Joe Montana and then his son.
Well, that's wrong.
You got Mahomes over Montana?
Yeah, and my Mount, so to me, 1 through 4,
okay,
is Brady, Mahomes, Manning, Montana. That's my 1 through 4. And then after that, Marino, Elway, Elway, Marino, you know, is to me closer than the Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowls would argue. And then, and I really, to be fair, I, as the audience knows, I'm not nearly as old as you, so I didn't watch, you know, I wasn't covering Johnny Unitas. So I really, and I don't have any recollection of Bradshaw. So if we kind of just go post-Staubach Bradshaw, Rodgers, Favre, and then the guy who I think gets really the short shrift is Steve Young, who I think Steve Young is one of the greatest players I've ever seen, didn't do it for quite long enough. But yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes is already the second greatest quarterback ever. I don't really think it's that controversial of a statement.
Are you prepared for what the reaction would be if Brock Purdy leads the Niners to the Super Bowl?
Well, hold on.
And win.
Am I prepared for the react? What the reaction will be if the Niners win? Sure.
Yeah.
Am I prepared for what the reaction will be for Brock Purdy leading them to a win?
Yes.
I'm not prepared for the reaction I would have if you sprouted wings and flew far, far away. No, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time emotionally preparing myself for things that aren't going to happen. But they could listen. The Niners could win, obviously. You know, listen, the Chiefs are the underdogs for the fifth time in their last six playoff games. There are nobody believes in this team. They shouldn't even be there. I watch smart people on television going into the playoffs doing a scariest AFC teams. And obviously the Ravens were one because of their great postseason history. And obviously the Bills were two because of their great postseason history. And people can say it's a straw man now, but you all know you saw it. You know who came in third on a lot of those lists? Not the Chiefs, not even the Dolphins, the Cleveland Browns. Remember that bill of goods? Oh, nobody wants to play Joe Flacco. Playoff Flacco and that defense. We were told that team was scarier than Patrick Mahomes with the best defense in football. That's the nonsense that was spouted all year. And then I just sat there and was right, and people called me a homer because I happened to go to the parade, and you know what I mean? I mean, kind of be a, you know, unofficial member of the team, but that's just a good fortune.
Can you believe that in 2015, the commissioner was like, you know, we're not into the gambling business. You know, it's about the integrity. And here we have the Super Bowl in Vegas. We have, you know, all these sports franchises there. You're going to have an NBA expansion team in Vegas.
LeBron just announced a partnership with DraftKings.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a brave new world, man. And this is what I'll say. I am someone who has gambled my entire life. Since I was 10 years old, playing pool with my dad. It is my mom's parents, one side of the family were professional gamblers. My dad, for a period of time, was a professional gambler before he got his life straightened around. It's in my blood. I love gambling. I don't think it is this, you know, panacea to our country's, you know, financial ills, you know, as far as funding local governments. And I don't think it's something that is necessarily the greatest thing ever, that it is this easy and accessible, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like this is where the money is, and the leagues have dove in. But yeah, I'm old enough to remember, was it Tony Romo?
Yeah.
Wasn't allowed to like speak at a fantasy football conference in Vegas. Yeah. A lot's changed in the last decade.
The load management, the 65 games in the NBA, curious your thoughts on this, that Tyrese Halliburton and Joel Embiid are probably going to pay the price of not being able to qualify, but your thoughts on the 65 or more for postseason awards.
Hart was in the right place. The unintended consequences might have bit him here. And I'm actually fine with there being a hard threshold for league MVP, especially because if you look at historically league MVPs up until a few years ago, basically all of them played at least 70. Yeah. You know, and so the problem where it comes to me is we tied Halliburton, this is going to cost him $40 million. We tied contracts to all NBA, and Halliburton's not load managing. He's just been hurt. And even with, he's played so well. Even if he, with the injury, played 62 games, he was going to be, you know, at least third team all NBA. And that makes his $200 million contract $240 million. So I understand why they did it. I think maybe they took a sledgehammer where you needed a scalpel, but I don't, this is one of those things I try not to criticize too much, pardon me, because I don't have the answer. Like, I don't know, it's not like, oh, here's what they should have done, but it seemed like they needed to do something. The thing they did, I was like, oh, that could work, and now we're instantly seeing why maybe it doesn't work.
You wanted something from Paulie?
Yeah, Paulie, this seems like something Paulie... I mean, let's be honest. He's the man's man of the show. Mm. We know this. Mm. So I don't know if you guys have heard it during this interview, but somewhere in my house, there is a smoke detector that must be malfunctioning. And I spent the better part of 2 hours yesterday going to every smoke detector in the house, replacing every battery, doing everything. I can't locate where it is. It is still going off. And at this point, I think I have to move. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I feel like Paulie maybe is like, oh, here's what you do here. And so I need help because or else I'm going to go crazy.
I'm not an expert, but I would say close all the doors and go room to room and try to hear it that way. So you drown out the bleed over room. You probably have either a CO2 detector or a some type of smoke detector that's hardwired and doesn't have a battery. It may be hardwired to an electric in your ceiling.
Hardwired?
Yeah.
And then what do I do? How do I fix that?
Well, I'd move if I were you.
Yeah, I'd move too.
You're not going to fix
it. Seton, you have something to add?
I actually know exactly what it is.
Okay. Do you want to tell him?
I'm not telling you, though, because I'm not a man's man.
Oh!
So I'll let Paul figure that out, though. You guys, you and Paul work that out, but good luck to you.
Listen, I'm just judging based on social media. Paul's out there being wearing flannel stuff and being like, where's the best bratwurst today? So I just assume this is the type of thing he would know about.
High cholesterol like, doesn't mean I could fix a roof.
Okay.
Just hire an electrician. It'll be a lot cheaper.
Hire an electrician for a smoke? They're going to laugh at me.
You know what? A man's man would be able to figure it out, Nick.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's listen, I'm aware of what I'm not. My wife just heard, your friend Dan, just heard this conversation. She only heard my end of it, of course, and she just said, not really that quietly, just because you're so stupid. Like, this is not good, and it's driving me crazy. So okay, no help.
I think you may have you might be CO2, it's hardwired. I think Paulie is correct. I had this in my house, and of course I figured it out, and then I was able to stop.
Yeah, or it could be like a CO2 that's plugged in low against like near a baseboard, and you're looking up towards the ceiling.
All right, just for the record before I go, not to be that guy, but I wasn't going to do it to Paulie, but then Dan said it, so I have to. There are no CO2 detectors. That's carbon dioxide. It'd be CO, carbon monoxide.
Yeah,
the monoxide is for singular. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, guys. Okay. Let's try to be accurate on these things.
That's your house.
Yeah.
It is my, well, not for long. Get out of here. This is a disaster. Dan, will you pick up my jacket for me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, at some point over the next year, I will get your jacket.
Is there that was a great place you took me to. Yeah, I don't know if we can talk about it.
Yeah, we can.
It was great.
Yeah, it was the Italian Gun Club.
So what we did in the basement's legal?
Yes.
Dan took me to a dinner. First of all, he shows up late. So I get in, they're like, hey, do you have a membership? I'm like, yeah, Dan Patrick does. So they let me in. But Dan gives me no information. So I go to the bar and I order a drink. And I make a total fool of myself because the guy gives me a drink. So I try to give him cash. And he looks at me like I got three heads. Like, we don't take money here. What are you talking about? It's traded on names and favors and things. I'm like, okay, well, I'm already out of place. Then I asked Dan, I'm like, how does the ordering work? And he's like, we usually do one from each course. I'm like, okay, great. So I looked at the menu. There were four courses. I ordered one of each. The waiter then looks at me like I'm crazy. He's like, you want all of that? And I look at Dan. He's like, oh, I didn't really mean, it's been three of the four. So I'm now 0 for 2. Then the manager comes over and he's like, do you want to go to the basement? And I'm like, I'm not getting tricked again. And I kind of looked at it and Dan's like, yeah, let's go. But your son was excited about it. I'm like, all right, this might be a gag, but I don't know. Takes me downstairs. There's a shooting gallery. We're down there firing. I've never fired a gun in my life. They're down there doing target practice and then go upstairs and eat.
Yeah.
Never seen anything like it in my life, man.
Yeah.
Left my jacket.
Yeah.
And then you yelled at me about the 2020 Super Bowl. Why can't you admit Mahomes is bad?
Here we go. Nick Wright, host of First Things First and host of What's Right with Nick Wright on iTunes and YouTube. Maybe I'll see you in Vegas.
No, I'm not going.
Oh. Okay.
Not going.
All right. Sorry to hear that.
That's why I'm on today. And I know we're long. We could talk about it another time.
Okay.
But yeah. I'll talk to you after the Super Bowl.
Okay. All right.
After the Chiefs win.
That'll be great.
I'll call you from the parade.
Okay. Awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Tell your wife I said hello.
I will. Okay. And we'll see you at the wedding. Bye.
I'll wait for my invitation.
It's in the mail.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right. We got to go. We're back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Today's Mercedes-Benz interview of the day brought to you by the utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. Hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. The vehicle all-electric. The feeling all-Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE. Don't know if you saw this story, but the head coach at Boston College left the team to take the defensive coordinator job with the Green Bay Packers. And what's his name? Jeff Hafley? We may see more and more of this as these coaches are like, I don't want to deal with transfer portal. I don't want to deal with NIL. And this is Boston College, but he's going to take the defensive coordinator's job with the Green Bay Packers. He's Matt Hasselbeck, former NFL quarterback, led the Seahawks to the Super Bowl, and a former ESPN NFL analyst. What do you make of these, like that coaching decision to leave BC to be a defensive coordinator with the Packers?
Yeah. Hey, how are you? Hey, I'm glad I get to be the Mercedes-Benz guest, by the way. That's a good feeling, right? No, listen, it was shocking. Like, as a Boston College alum and as a dad of a kid who just went through the recruiting process, and Boston College is one of the kind of the final schools that he was deciding between, it's really surprising. But at the same time, having just been through that recruiting process as a dad, it's a lot, man. Like, college football, I call it professional college football right now, it never ends. So whether you're talking NIL, transfer portal, recruiting your own kids not to leave, some schools are more committed to spending money to go get guys, to keep guys. Some schools are more committed to, you know, honestly, this next, whatever the future of professional college football looks like versus the amateurism. I think it's tough. I I was surprised. I think you'll see more coaches kick and claw and scratch to get their way back into the NFL.
Could you see Bill Belichick entertaining the idea of coaching Harvard football?
Yeah. Yeah, I've never heard anyone say that. But yeah, I really actually thought that the most surprising thing he would probably try to do is go coach men's lacrosse somewhere. Yeah. Like, I think he would love that challenge. As long as it lines up with his summers at Nantucket, sure. The Harvard thing is really interesting, though, because as you may or may not know, there are a lot of restrictions. There's basically... you don't have the guys in the summer the way the Division I programs do. That the amount of hours you have. So you could like coach football and in theory still have a life outside of it. So pretty good idea, Dan. I like where your head's at.
Well, Tim Murphy, what, he just retired after 30 years. Bill's in the neighborhood. Maybe he would like that. You're not dealing with transfer portal or NIL as much as you would someplace else, and it would allow him to coach in a conference that he would have great respect for. So I don't
very
know.
Good. You should be his agent. I know there's some coaches on staff there that have been there a long time that that understand how to work with admissions there, and so that's a whole nother that's a whole nother beast that you have to deal with at some schools.
But I was wondering, I don't know if Bill Belichick will coach in the NFL again. And the reason why I say this is one more year, he's going to be 73. Who's turning over their organization to somebody who, how long is he going to be there?
Someone who wants to win.
Well, I thought Philadelphia was going to go after him and replace Nick Sirianni. At Atlanta, they wanted him until the front office probably said, well, wait a minute, he's going to take our jobs or our jobs are in jeopardy. And then they didn't want him. Washington at the last, 11th hour reaches out to him without an interview, but they reach out to him. So I don't know if I see a franchise going, yep, let's bring in Bill.
You need to look at the decision maker. Like if it's the GM, if the GM is kind of the decision maker, like, of course they're not going to say, oh yeah, hey, come and be my boss, please. You know, but if it's an owner who's like, hey, I've had enough. I just want to pay a large sum of money and I want you to just do it. Go bring me a great football team. I will go do the business stuff. Like, just do it. And if you kind of find one of those types of owners, and Coach Belichick sees a situation where the quarterback is already a settled thing, I say yes.
Yeah, I was curious about it because the more I thought about it, the more I'm thinking if it didn't work this time, Vrabel didn't get a job.
That's tough. You know, it's musical chairs, right? And there's a point of emphasis right now for like the young, hip, cool, analytics, streamlining, you know, all the kind of stuff. The league's getting a lot younger. You see Pete Carroll get pushed out. You see, you know, Bill Belichick get pushed out. Like, that's the trend this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, if Kyle Shanahan wins the Super Bowl, then sure, that trend's probably going to continue, like the new age stuff. But if Andy Reid wins the Super Bowl, then it might be a trend. It's a very copycat league. Then the trend might be like, you know what? We don't need to reinvent the wheel. Football, a great leader, a great football coach is a great football coach. Let's copy that model.
He's Matt Hasselbeck, former NFL quarterback, former NFL analyst at the Mothership. If I told you this would be the Super Bowl matchup back in August, you would have said what?
You say, oh, that's a boring pick. That's not a hot take. I agree with you, but we're looking for a hot take. And that's, I think, what everybody does at the beginning of the year. They want to be the person that bets on the underdog horse or whatever. But no, for sure. Like, these two teams, these are, you know, probably the best team in the NFC last year who, you know, outside of Brock Purdy's injury, had a great chance to be in the Super Bowl. And this year, I mean, Andy Reid, Mahomes, Travis Kelce, of course, safe bet.
Pick out the weakness of both of these teams.
The weakness, I think, of the... I shouldn't say the weakness. I think the kryptonite. Like, if you want to beat the Chiefs, there's one thing you have to do. Like, you can't beat them unless you do this. Unless you eliminate Travis Kelce, You need to take him out of the, you need to find other ways to lose the game. Find other ways to lose. He needs to be the guy. And I'll just tell you, like, every time I played against the Chiefs in my career, or a team like the Chiefs, this is how it would go down. You'd have a scout team player, probably one of your better wide receivers, play tight end all week in practice, wear a jersey with the number 8 and 7. And sometimes it was two different guys. And it was like, we don't care what happens. 87's not touching the ball in practice. For 2 weeks now, it'll be that way, or it should be that way. And that's the whole emphasis. And then you go watch like a game like the Buffalo Bills game, and they're just like dropping coverage and they're just letting Kelce run free. Like, that's not it. Like, Jacksonville learned the hard way last year. The teams who've done a good job against Kansas City, they eliminate, they make them win another way, some other way. So that's, I think that's the biggest thing. And then for San Fran, I think health. Like, they've got some star players. They just got to be healthy. Brock Purdy's got to be healthy. Debo, Kittle, they have the weapons. But to me, Kelce is like, if you want to pick one thing, it's got to be Travis.
Was Tom Brady a game manager?
He was a game, what's the right word? He was a game commander. He was a game controller.
Okay,
he,
so we got to change the word manager. That's the problem.
Manager reminds me of like a grocery store clerk from like a kind of like a mediocre movie that I watched or something. Like, I need a manager on aisle 4. Like, no. I want someone in charge. I want a commander, a controller, someone who dictates what's going to happen in the game.
Okay.
Tom Brady had the ability to win a game going over the top to Randy Moss. He had the ability to win the game by death by 1,000 paper cuts to James White. And he intimidated defensive coordinators. Defensive coordinators, like Peyton Manning was this way too. Defensive coordinators would be afraid to do certain things, blitzes or whatever. It'd be like, oh no, he's gonna see it and he's gonna dink and dunk, like whatever it is. So I think, change the word.
So Brock Purdy, is he a game manager?
He's a baller. I don't care. I listen, honestly, okay. Like just even this morning, I went back and rewatched all of his completions from the last two playoff games. Dude is a freaking beast. I'm sorry. I know he doesn't look like a beast. I know like if he had we're at the combine, you strip down to your underwear or whatever, you're not going to be like, whoa, look how tall he is. Look how strong, like probably not. He's like one of the best, I don't know, shortstops I've ever seen. He catches it. He's smooth. Ball's on point. Runner's ball. Accurate. On time. But he does. I don't care what anybody says. And I don't even know if people say this, but he has wow throws. He absolutely has wow throws. Let me rewind that. Let me see that. Wow. But I think the thing that he and Patrick Mahomes both don't get enough credit for, people want to, I don't know. I don't think people realize what great runners these quarterbacks are. And they're not running quarterbacks, but when their team absolutely needs it, they will run for a first down and absolutely break the back of a defense. Ironically, we already know that about Mahomes, but like even in this playoff run, Purdy's done it more than Mahomes, and we know how good Mahomes is. So, moxie, swagger, instinctual, on time, rhythm, accuracy, all the things. That's why these are the two teams playing for it all, because their quarterbacks are that way.
If Mahomes wins another Super Bowl MVP, does that do anything status-wise, pecking order, anything historically?
Sure, of course. To me, just what they've already done. You know, everyone said, oh, no one will ever be as good as Joe Montana. Then all of a sudden, Tom Brady came along. Then everyone said, oh, no one will ever do what Tom Brady did. And I agree. But then here's Mahomes, like in the prime of his career, doing it. Like this dude, I say this sometimes to people. People are like, oh, can you believe how long Tom Brady played? It's not even how long he played. It's how many games he played in that stretch. Like this dude played 20 something. He played over a full season of playoff games. So like when other NFL quarterbacks who throw for a ton of yards, they're over in the Bahamas playing golf and during the playoffs, Tom Brady is still playing football. That's what Mahomes has done. I mean, this dude's like, He never gets a break. He's got a short off season every season. So he's ridiculous. He's so good. Andy Reid's so good. You know who's underrated, though, I just got to tell you, is Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, I played against him when he was with the St. Louis Rams. I played against him when he was with the New York Giants with those great Michael Strahan, OCU Mignore, Antonio Pierce defenses. To me, he is, when I think of Spags, I think of, like, Dick LeBeau. You know, and because I don't know what people think of Spags. I think it's almost like an afterthought because how good the offense is. But no, this dude deserves the same amount of respect as a defensive coordinator as you'd give someone like Dick LeBeau, which is kind of like the highest compliment I can think of.
Yeah, and I've asked our guest the last couple of days, if you're San Francisco, are you more concerned about Kansas City's defense or Patrick Mahomes?
Kansas City's defense is really good. Here's the thing. You need to be concerned about Travis Kelce. Like, that needs to be priority number one. He's the guy. Where's Waldo? Find him every play. Like, that's our whole thing.
Wait, so Kelce is one, then Mahomes two, or the defense?
Defense is really good. I think this is the great thing about San Fran, why they're so good, is they don't care who you are on defense. They don't care. They're going to do them. It's like they got this like John Wooden mindset. You know what? We're going to do a shift. A lot of teams shift and a lot of teams motion. Watch the 49ers. They'll do a shift and a motion so much. Shift, motion, set, hut. Defense has to think. We're not thinking. We're on offense. We know it's just a shift, motion. We do this all the time. Shift, motion, set, hut. Shift, motion, set, hut. The defense is over like, I got him. You got him. You got it. Debo, C-Mac, Kittle. Like, what? So I think that's the beauty of it. I think the thing that you that's different about Kansas City right now is the run game. Isaiah Pacheco. Like, again, another thing we don't talk about, but Pacheco's the real deal. I mean, he runs angry. He runs well. They're committed to it more than I think they have been. And, you know, that's a way to close out a game. I don't know. It's super fun. I love San Fran. There's so much to like about San Fran. I love Kansas City. They're an all-time team. Like, you know, when did you grow up watching football? When Kansas City and Mahomes were doing their thing? It's like it's how you define an era, kind of. So, super, super fun. Should be an awesome game.
Yeah, I just, you know, Mahomes has got into the Brady stratosphere. I don't bet against him. If he's out there, I can't bet against him.
If I was coaching Patrick, I would say, Patrick, the only thing that can beat you is you. Like, don't get bored. You know, he won his last Super Bowl. I made this analogy last year with a three wood the whole year. You know, he didn't have Tyreek, and he was like, you know what, I'm putting the driver away. I'm gonna use my three wood when I'm gonna spread it around. I'm gonna use everybody. And that's what he did. He used everybody. He let the offense work for him. And I don't know, it's special, but I think he's the only thing that could stop him in a weird way.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Always a pleasure.
Did your son get NIL? Did UCLA offer up anything there when they recruited?
I think they know how much money I made in my career, so we never got offered any NIL. You don't need NIL, you know?
You told your son you're not getting NIL money from UCLA?
He's been on NIL since he was born. Who are we kidding? Come on.
Thank you, Matt.
All right.
It's Matt Hasselbeck, former NFL quarterback. Yeah, his son, quarterback, going to UCLA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.